Doors are open right now to the Captivating Courtship Code 12-month coaching program. And coaching kicks off with a 3-day Captivating Weekend live event. Dates July 21st through the 23rd. For 3 days, you will mastermind with myself and other like-minded women in a 3-day virtual event where you will discover and embrace your authentic values so you feel more desirable and design your captivating life. You're going to create a customized match game plan with actionable steps to know who is the most aligned and compatible spouse for you and where to meet them. And you're going to get clear and confident on the courtship process so you know exactly how my clients have successfully gone from single to committed in 12 months or less. Then you're going to spend the rest of your time in coaching, taking action, creating connections, and bringing up any questions or doubts that you have so that you no longer have to worry about settling or sabotage getting in your way. The CCC program is perfect for women who want to attract a partner in the next 12 months so you can get married, women who value personal development and growth, and women who want a 6-step proven blueprint that successfully helped our clients go from single to married after years of being single. If that sounds like you, then you would be the perfect woman to join the CCC 12-month program, and you will be the perfect woman to kick off your coaching journey with the live 3-day Captivating Weekend event. In CCC, we coach you until you attract a partner. Yes, either you attract a partner or we coach you until you do. This makes the Captivating Courtship Code the only relationship program that you will ever need. Doors are open right now and they close July 19th. Payment options are available, and all you have to do is get in your application and book your consultation. So apply and claim your seat today. Go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching, and I can't wait to meet you at our next Captivating Weekend. Hey, I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to break relationship patterns and create a match game plan so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my 6-step formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and love-changing tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And today we are talking about unmasking courtship and dating mistakes. What exactly went wrong? If you are feeling unsuccessful and you feel like you've been in maybe a rut when it comes to the dating and courtship process, maybe you find yourself in a lot of repeat relationship patterns or making a lot of the same decisions over and over again. Maybe you've been trying to get out of this place or trying to find a spouse, trying to find a partner for the past few years, and nothing really seems to be changing. If that sounds like you, then this episode is definitely for you. And I also want to invite you to join our next Captivating Weekend, which is coming up July 21st through the 23rd. And I'm going to share more information and more details with you about that later in this episode. But just know that it is a 3-day mastermind live event that is for CCC clients. So excited about it. This is something that we have been planning, and we were going to do it live in person, but due to some unforeseen circumstances, we've had to make it virtual, which actually makes it even better for you, because no matter where you are in the world, you will be able to attend this 3-day live masterminding event, and we're going to cover so much, and we're going to just do a fast track crash course. Super, super excited about it. Like I said, I'll be telling you more about that later in this episode, so make sure that you stay tuned to learn more about that and how you can be a part of it. In this episode, I'm also going to be sharing with you things that you need to shift and change. And we're going to talk about things that you may currently be going through and experiencing, and how to know if you are successful at dating and courtship, or if you are unsuccessful, what those mistakes are and what you can do differently. So let's go ahead and dive into it. So a lot of the conversations that I've been having lately with those who are interested in coaching, or they sign up for coaching, or they are just feeling really down and stuck in a rut, is that they're feeling like they are meeting men, and maybe they are having phone calls or exchanging text messages, or maybe you're even meeting them in person and getting a first in-person meeting, a date, whatever words you want to call it, but it's not getting past that. So you're getting the initial first date, you're getting the initial first introduction, or maybe you're getting the first few phone calls, or maybe just one phone call. Like, you're getting some interest, but you're not getting past that point. Or maybe you're in a space where you feel like you have been in a revolving door with an ex, or with a kind of sort of situation, or with men who are just lingering around, but they're not actually taking steps to move the relationship forward. They're not actually showing any intention. They're just providing attention or soaking up all of your attention and all of your powerful feminine energy. And it just seems like it's a revolving door over and over again, or even a revolving door of the same experiences, but just a different face, right? So you may be in that place. You may have been in a space for maybe some months, even some years, sometimes it's even longer than that, where you find yourself seeking validation from what we would call trophy partners, guys that you just put on a pedestal and that you really would desire to commit to. You think they're really handsome, or you think they're smart, or you think they're very accomplished, and you find yourself shrinking energetically and getting a lot of anxiety and getting really anxious whenever it is that you are thinking about where the relationship can go. You find yourself all the way in the future, overthinking, getting really nervous, super focused on red flags, very fearful of disappointment and fearful of making a bad decision and getting hurt, or seeking validation where you really want their approval and you really want that security outsourced through the men that you're meeting. So that may be something that you're going through that would be a sign that you are currently being unsuccessful when it comes to courtship and dating. Another thing that you may be doing that's a sign that you're unsuccessful at courtship and dating is that you know that you struggle, and you have been struggling for a long time, and you've been in the same space, and you've always struggled when it comes to relationships, when it comes to communication with men, when it comes to men showing consistent interest. This is just something that you've always struggled with. You've never really got the swing of it. You never really understood what to do or what you're not doing. And maybe it's left you feeling less desirable or questioning if it will ever happen for you, if there's any men available. Any of these things that I just mentioned would be signs that you are currently unsuccessful at courtship and dating. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to stay like that forever. Absolutely, it can change, and it can change rather quickly. I can teach you how to change this around very quickly. But right now, this is the space that you're in. And if you are a woman, especially if you are a woman, I would say between the ages of 28 to 43, because those are like some of the prime years when it comes to career, when it comes to family, when it comes to love and relationships and marriage. If you are in that age range, now, of course, you can be a little bit younger, or maybe you're a little bit older. It doesn't really matter, okay? If you're anywhere in a space in life where finding a partner, getting married, having a family, balancing your love and your career is important to you, then you have to lean into the decision that bringing your relationship challenges, bringing your mistakes when it comes to dating and courtship, making the decision that this is an area of your life that is worthy of pursuing and prioritizing, that has to be a decision that you make. Because it's so easy to tell yourself, okay, I have more time, or okay, in the future, okay, one day. And I'm not saying that those options are not available to you. They're absolutely available to you. And I would also say that continuously putting off something that's a life goal of yours, something that's important to you, something that you value, that's only going to make it harder in the future. Why? Because your patterns get set in more. Because you get more set into your lifestyle routine and more set into your ways, which makes it harder to break into taking different actions. It's not impossible to change, but it just makes it a little bit more challenging. The more you put it off, the longer you take, the more limited you're going to feel when it comes to your options, because your life circumstances will change and the type of partner that you need will change. Again, this doesn't mean it's impossible, but it will be more challenging. That's just me being candid with you. And if you are in that window between 28, I'll even say down to 26, between 26 to 46, anywhere in that window, that 20-year time span, if you're in that window, you're already meeting men, or you already have the desire for relationships. You already have the desire for family life. You already have a desire to create your captivating life. Like, the desire is already innately in you. If it's something that you value and something that you want, which is a great thing. It's a beautiful thing to have that desire. But there can be a lot of shame, a lot of guilt, a lot of uncertainty when it comes to making that commitment to make it happen. So we want to pull back that shame, that guilt, that uncertainty that you may be feeling or that you may be thinking, or really focusing on what has gone wrong. And we want to get clear on what you need to do to get it right so that you can prioritize this very, very valuable and important section of your life journey, okay? So we want to do that. So we want to get you on a path of finding the spouse that God has planned for you, finding the spouse that you desire, and you preparing for that person so that you feel ready for marriage and so that you actually believe that that option is on the table. We want to get you into a space where you are taking the actions necessary to end your single season more sooner than later. We want to get you on that path and get you into a space where you attract a partner or you're getting married within the next 12 months. We want to get you into a space where you are ready to grow as a person. And I know that if you're listening to this podcast and you're on the email list and you follow on social media and all those things, that you're the type of woman that you want to be better. You desire to be better. It's not just about being better for a man or being better for marriage, but you want to be better as a person. You just value personal development. You value growth. You value your mindset. You value your energy. You value who you are, and you want to be better. You have a growth mindset, and that's great because that means that you're going to also want a partner that meets you there. So getting out of a space of settling or sabotage is extremely important because you are a woman who values growth and you need a partner that also matches you there, right? And you also want a love story that's going to be enjoyable and easy. This is something that's very important. I need you to lean in right now if you are listening to this, or share this with a friend who needs to hear it. No, your love story doesn't need to be perfect to be the right path, right? But you do deserve a love story that is enjoyable and easy. You do deserve a love story that does not require you to struggle or to shrink or to feel invalidated or less valuable along the path to commitment. And this is something that is so important. And I really need you to sit with this, because there have been times where I have talked to coaching clients and they're courting a man and they're getting to know and they're building a relationship, and it's not the right relationship. And one thing I will never tell any woman to do, I will never tell you to walk away. I will not tell you to walk away, because I know, number one, a woman will only walk away when she's ready. And number two, it's not my job to tell you what to do. But it is my job as your coach to guide you through the process and ask the right questions to help you get clear on, are you making the best decision for you? And one of those questions may be, hey, I want you to take a snapshot of how that relationship is going right now. And maybe you need to hear this. Maybe there's a man in your life that's not treating you the way that you desire to be treated. He's not valuing you the way that you desire to be valued. You don't feel validated. You don't feel loved. You don't feel respected. You don't feel seen. You don't feel heard. You don't feel like he's moving the relationship along intentionally. Maybe you feel taken for granted. Whatever those things are, I want you to take a snapshot of where the relationship is right now. Then I want you to fast forward into the future. I want you to fast forward to your wedding day. I want you to fast forward to you making a speech in front of your family and friends and telling them about your journey to love. When you recall this story to your family and friends, when you recall this story to your future children, when you recall what this path of love looked like, are you gonna feel proud of it? Or are you gonna feel embarrassed and ashamed? Is this the type of story that you are going to want to reflect upon and say, I know that I made the right decision on your wedding day? Or is this a story where you're still going to be in confusion and doubt? I really want you to sit with that question. And whenever you find yourself in a relationship or in a dating and courtship experience that doesn't feel good, or you feel triggered, or you feel invalidated, or you feel uncertain, and there's going to be moments of that, right? That's normal to an extent, especially if you already have some levels of relationship anxiety. But if your intuition is going off, it is guns a-blazing, it is red flag alert often, or you feel small, or you feel doubt and you feel insecure, and you don't feel confident, and you don't feel certain, and you don't feel validated, not from a place of seeking validated, but from a place of safety and security and relief. If you are not feeling that with the man that's in your life, I want you to really sit and think, is this the love story that you want to tell your children one day? Is this the love story that you're going to be proud to share on your wedding day? Or are you still going to feel some shame, some guilt, some embarrassment, and some doubt that maybe this may not have been the right partner for you? Really sit and think about that. But if you want to attract a partner in the next 12 months, or you want to get married, or you want to at least get into a space where you are confident about your single season ending and you're moving into that next chapter of life, the first thing that I want to tell you is that I want you to shift out of the belief that you are the problem. Okay? Let me repeat that. I want you to shift out of the belief that you are the problem. Because you're not the problem. And there may be things that you need to work on. There may be some inner healing or some inner shifts or some communication or some of the things that I'm going to talk to you about today that you need to do so that you stop making the same mistakes. That may be true. But just because you may lack information or knowledge when it comes to relationships, just because you may not have had a lot of experience when it comes to relationships, just because you lack guidance when it comes to relationships, doesn't mean that you're the problem. It's simply just that you just don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. You maybe have never really been taught or guided in this area. Maybe the information that you have or the steps that you're taking are outdated, and maybe they're coming from information or people or family that wants the best for you, but they're not out there in these streets. They're not experts. This isn't their field of expertise. Maybe they're a teacher. Maybe they're a factory worker. Maybe they're a doctor. Like, they have their own area of expertise. This is not it. And that's okay. So maybe the information that they're telling you about what they did or what worked for them, or maybe they did get married recently, maybe it's a friend or someone, but they don't know exactly how they did it or what exactly happened. Like, they don't know the intricate steps that led to that outcome. Or maybe they met their partner and are married, but they're not really happy with who they're with, and you don't want that anyway, right? Like, these are all common things, but it's the actions that you're taking that need to change. It's not that you are the problem. It's just that there are things that you don't know. The information that you have are outdated. Maybe past experiences or some of the information that you're exposed to, whether it's podcasts or social media or YouTube channels or books or things, are making you feel less valuable when it comes to relationship marketing. So you feel undervalued, you feel some shame and guilt for your past experiences and the actions that you have taken, the information that you have and the steps that you're taking are outdated, or maybe you just feel uncertain about what to do just overall, like you just feel clueless. And you need a clear path, you need clarity, you need to understand who are the right partners for you and where to meet them. And it's just as simple as that. It's not that you are the problem, it's that the information that you have or what you have been exposed to or the messages that you have received are outdated, or they're making you feel undervalued, or they're just not giving you the clarity that you need in order to make actual progress and to do it faster and in a quicker amount of time. And that's okay. We can change the information and we can even do some inner work to help you to become even better and to help you to grow. But just because you have to grow, just because you need new information, does not make you a problem. It does not make you broken or damaged or undesirable. You simply just have to get some new information. So let's talk about what you can do in order to be more successful at the dating and courtship process, so you can stop asking yourself what went wrong and get clear on what can go right. So the first thing that you need to do is you need to get clear on your relationship goals. Like, that's ground zero. That's first things first. Let's get clear on your relationship goals. Let's define your path to marriage, your path to love, what that looks like. In CCC, in the Captivating Courtship Code, I call this thing on code for commitment. What does that path to commitment look like for you? How do you know that you're on the right path? How do you know if you're achieving your relationship goals? What does that actually look like? I need you to sit down and actually create that and define that for yourself, okay? That's the first thing. Now, the second thing that you need to do to go from feeling unsuccessful or being unsuccessful at dating and courtship to being successful is that you need to embrace vulnerability and trust. And I know trust is very difficult. This is one of the hardest things for most of the women that I work with when they come to work with me, is that they really struggle with trust, with fear, with anxiety, with being vulnerable. They have all these thoughts that they're struggling with, a lot of negative thoughts. And it's really hard for them to feel confident about opening up their heart and connecting with a man that it could potentially disappoint them, right? Like, that's the reality. There is a risk, but it's okay if you're taking calculated risk and if you know how to manage the risk. So we want you to be able to embrace being vulnerable, embrace being able to trust, and allow yourself to manage your thoughts and your fears and your anxiety so that you can feel relaxed and you can feel secure and you can make the right relationship decisions for you. Now, the third shift that you need to take is you need to learn how to actually navigate the relationship market, okay? You need to understand the dating pool, what that's like, understand the relationship market, understand how to actually go through the courtship process in a way that leads to commitment. Now, here's the thing. Most would say focus on quality over quantity. And that's a yes and it's a no. And I'm going to tell you why. In the beginning, if you lack relationship experience, if in the last 6 months you haven't gotten to 30 days with the guy, if you find yourself frequently ghosted or feeling rejected, or you find yourself only getting on maybe like to the first introduction or the first date, but you're not getting past that, maybe you're just rusty and it's been a few years since you have had any type of experience with putting yourself out there. Maybe you're newly out of a relationship or divorce. If that is the case, I do not agree with quality over quantity, because two reasons. One, if you are focused on quality over quantity and you are in that group that I just mentioned, like you haven't gotten to 30 days with someone in the last 6 months, if you are focused on quality over quantity, there's two things that are going to happen. The first thing that's going to happen is that you're going to do a lot of rejecting And you're going to do a lot of eliminating because you have this idea of who this person is supposed to be that's not really rooted in the authentic best partners for you. So you're going to limit your options so much that you're going to not allow potential options to come in. You're going to be throwing fish back into the water left and right. So you're not going to be giving yourself an opportunity to actually get the relationship skills, actually get the experience, to actually get clear on who are actually the right partners for you. That's the first thing. So you're going to end up staying on what I call ground zero. You're going to stay at ground zero for a long time because you're too busy eliminating options. That's the first thing. Not giving yourself an opportunity to be pursued. The second problem with quality over quantity, if you're in that first group, is that you'll get anxiously attached. You'll get quickly attached. Like, you'll meet someone that you are attracted to that you deem as quality, even though you don't actually know this man. Even though you like the idea of who this man is and not the actual man because you don't actually know him yet. And you have tunnel vision and you're locked in. And so you're presuming this man to be quality and you're going to attach. And then you're going to give all your focus, all your energy, all your time to that one man who may not even be commitment ready, who may not even be authentically aligned and compatible for you, who may not even really be providing intention. He's just showing up looking for attention. So focusing on quality or what's presumed to be quality over quantity, I do not suggest that for you if you have not gotten to 30 days with someone in the last 6 months, or if you find yourself with a lot of hot and cold relationships that don't even get past 6 weeks. If that is you, I do not suggest. I actually suggest for you to focus on quantity over quality in this first phase. Now, in the Captivating Courtship Code, in CCC, when I'm working with clients and we take you through the courtship process and the blueprint that I have that I've been able to very successfully help my clients to go from no options to married in 12 to 18 months, what that process looks like is for the first 30 days, we're focusing on quantity over quality. But once you get past that benchmark, once you're in flow, once your heart is open to being pursued, once you understand the energetics of being pursued, once you are confident and you are clear and you're feeling good and you have some options on the table, now we can trim the fat. It's like I tell the women in coaching sometimes, you can't be selective when you don't have a selection. Okay, you can't be picky when you don't have any options to pick from. Once you get past that 30-day mark and you're being pursued and you have a couple options on the table and you understand the energetics and you're getting multiple in-person introductions, all those things, once all of that is good, then we can focus on quality over quantity, because now your confidence is built up, your trust is built up, your worthiness is built up, you're more in your value, you have more options, you are clear on what to do and what not to do, you are feeling more secure and safe internally, your mindset is shifting. Now we can get you into a space where now we're like, okay, now we're focusing, let's rev it up. Let's focus on quality over quantity and get you to that commitment. But we have to get through that first phase first. So understanding how to actually navigate the courtship process, how to navigate the relationship market, the dating pool, the courtship world, whatever you want to call it, that is one of the things that you need to do. You have to understand how to do this in a way that removes all the doubt and anxiety, because you know what phase you're in. You know where to be present. You know what's going on. You know how to anticipate it. And when you have a clear blueprint, it just makes things so much simpler, easy, and practical. And that is what I want for you. So if you are someone and you want help with this, go ahead and complete an application and fill out the application for CCC. Learn about how that program and how being a part of our Captivating Weekend can help you with this. So excited for the fast track, and you need to be there. So number four, the fourth mistake that you may be making and the shift that you need to make is that you need to learn how to balance love and career. Now, all my successful, ambitious, powerhouse women, pull up on me. Okay, I need you to pull up on me real quick. You have to learn time management when it comes to your love life. I know it's hard, okay? I get it. You work hard all week, you want to rest on the weekends. you have a busy career, maybe you find a lot of time to socialize with your friends or solo travel, or you find a lot of time to do things by yourself or socialize with your family. But when it comes to relationships, when it comes to courtship, when it comes to all of that, that is all of a sudden where you don't have time. That is all of a sudden where school and work and family and friends and travel and everything else comes first. Even though you say that you do want a partner and you do desire marriage and you do desire a family and you do desire to have all those things, you're putting all these other bricks ahead of it. Now, it's not saying that those bricks don't matter, but you have to make the decision that the relationship that you want matters as well. And when you make that decision and you pull it to the forefront, then you can create more time and space for it. Because it can't come through. The relationship and the partner that you want can't come through because you're not opening up space for them to. So when we go through the Captivating Weekend, one thing that we're going to be doing is we're going to be working through the match plan. And that match plan is what I call the Love Links process, the 5-step Love Link system, which is to help you to learn how to manage your time when it comes to attracting a partner, where you're going to show up, what you're going to be doing at each phase, so that you are learning how to prioritize this area of your life and putting it to the forefront in a way that's authentic and natural and easy, and not like you're having to force it into your life, okay? And it doesn't matter if it's online or offline, we're going to be putting together your personalized plan for both. So you definitely want to make sure that you understand how to balance both. You have to open up space for both. Both can have a role in your life. You deserve to be loved and you deserve to make all the money you want. You deserve to have both and it's available to you, okay? Number 5, managing your expectations and red flags. This is kind of tricky. It's kind of tricky because you want to be able to trust your instincts and you want to be able to have high expectations, right? Not so much that you are setting the bar so high that no one can reach it, but you do want to be able to manage your expectations. You do want to be able to pay attention to red flags. But here's the one thing. If you are very anxious and you have relationship anxiety and you're overthinking and you are in your head a lot when it comes to the relationship process, or overthinking and looking really deeply into every red flag because you're afraid of making a mistake, you're afraid of getting hurt, or you are trophying a man and you're afraid that he's going to be a disappointment, or you're just waiting for the shoe to drop, or any of those abandonment wounds. If those things are coming up for you, it's going to be a little difficult for you to manage your expectations and for you to trust your instincts, because you're not going to understand the difference between a red light and a guiding light. So this is where doing the inner work, the actual inner work. I know it's really easy to think that you've done the inner work when you have no options on the table and it's just you operating by yourself. And you're like, yeah, I've been to therapy. Yeah, I've read some personal development books. Yeah, I listened to personal development podcasts. Yeah, I've been healing and I've been working on being whole and all of those things until the man shows up. And when the man shows up, that's when you're triggered. That's when you're feeling all the triggers, all the insecurity, all the anxiety, all the overthinking. And that's a sign that the work has not been done. And that there's still some space for you to grow. There's still some ways that for you to grow. There's some wounds that need to be healed and addressed. And that triggering is okay. It's like, okay, we know that. Now let's get to work. And that's why in CCC, that's the first thing that we address and the first thing that we deal with is let's get clear on what those wounds are. Let's get clear on what's coming up for you. What are those beliefs that you have so that you understand how to process them and how to manage them during the courtship process, because you don't want to settle and you don't want to sabotage. So we want you to understand how to show up in a way that's healthy and that's healed and that's whole, so that you can just lean into your feminine, you can just embrace being pursued, and you can actually trust yourself because you trust your instincts and you know how to listen to your feminine intuition. Now, number 6, communication and conflict resolution. Okay. A mistake that you may be making if you are currently unsuccessful at dating and courtship and you want to become more successful with it is getting new communication skills. Again, to my ambitious, successful, intelligent, articulate women, it's very important to understand that there is a difference between being articulate and being effective when it comes to your communication. And even though you may be very articulate in expressing your thoughts, or you have that mean vocabulary, that's my type of girl, I'm definitely a vocabulary girl. Maybe that's you and you're very, very good at articulating yourself. Maybe you have to do it for a living. Maybe you have to host meetings. Maybe you're in a leadership position, like all of the things. Maybe you're a teacher. I don't know. Maybe you're just really smart and you're just a reader and you're just really great at articulating yourself. That's amazing, but that does not make you effective when it comes to heart-centered communication, when it comes to communication, when it comes to expressing your feelings and connecting from a feeling-oriented place and being able to build a lasting connection that's going to lead to actual commitment. So you have to have great listening skills. You have to have great communication skills. And the thing is, you're listening to this right now. You're like, oh, why do I have to do the work? Or this sounds like a lot of work. Listen, it doesn't have to be. It can be very simple. Understanding just small little communication shifts that you can make can change completely how men receive your communication and how comfortable you feel with being able to express your emotions or express your feelings from a place that's not emotionally reactive. It's not from a place of fear or shrinking, but from a place that's actually going to build the connection and build the communication. So these are skills that's going to benefit you in every area of your life. When you become a better communicator and just like a powerful communicator, you're going to be able to take that into the workplace. You're going to be able to take those skills into relationships with your family, your future children, your future spouse. You can never go wrong with being a better communicator and a better connector and having better conflict resolution skills. You cannot go wrong with that. There's no failing in that. There's no downside to that. So getting these skills now, and these are some of the things that you learn and that we practice while you're in coaching, and simply just being in the room of coaching where you get to see other women getting coached and you get to communicate with the coach and you understand different techniques and even just experiencing coaching automatically changes you. It's really hard to show up every single week to a coaching call or even just the majority of calls, right? It's very hard to show up and to participate in a room where communication is so prevalent and is such a major part of your transformation and not get better at it. It's really hard to do that. So even if you're at a 2 right now, in the next few months, you should at least be at a 6, right? And if you're already at a 6, then you should be at a 10. But we want to work on these skills because these skills are going to benefit you in the long run. Okay, and the last thing, the last shift that you want to make if you feel unsuccessful at courtship and dating is focusing on self-care. Really learning to prioritize yourself and to nurture yourself every step of the way while you are in the courtship process. This is a major challenge for most women. So if you struggle with prioritizing yourself, if you find yourself getting really caught up or lost when you are dealing with the man, if you find yourself neglecting yourself and neglecting your friends or your family, and you just get tunnel vision and all you can do is focus on the man and you don't know really how to balance your personal life and like a potential partner or building a relationship, if that is something that you struggle with, you are not alone. It's very common. And many women have a hard time prioritizing yourself. I'm guessing that whether it's your people pleaser or if it's just a part of our just authenticity as women, just who we are, that many of us are naturally self-sacrificing. Many of us, we do desire to please and to help others and to put others first. And we have a hard time putting ourselves first. But if you don't put yourself first, you're not going to own your personal value and your worthiness. You're not going to step into your deservingness. You're not going to be able to set and keep boundaries. You're going to shrink yourself and you're not going to be fully in your power. That's going to make you more attractive to the right partner for you. So you have to practice self-care. You have to figure out how to balance it, and you have to make sure that you're maintaining your captivating life while you are going through the courtship process, and while you're married, and while you're a mother, and while you're a daughter, and all those other things. It's so challenging because so many women, even the women that I work with, they have work responsibilities. They have family duties. They have, some of them have children. You know, some of them have responsibilities to other family members, whether it's, you know, immediate family members or, you know, extended family members that they have responsibilities to. Maybe it's just your career is very demanding and you have to always juggle your career and surprise meetings and extra shifts and all of those things. And it can be really difficult to prioritize yourself. And then you bring that energy and you bring that mindset into the relationship with the man, and then you show up as maybe a people pleaser, or you find yourself shrinking yourself or trying to overextend yourself to prove that you're worthy or that you're good enough, because you've developed that mentality along the way of life to prove just how good you are. So learning how to self-soothe, how to nurture yourself, how to practice self-care, how to focus on your own personal growth and development while you are going through the courtship process. I'm not talking about doing it when it's just you alone. Many can do it when it's just them alone. Understanding how to do it when the deck is full, understanding how to do it while you are also building a relationship with another human being, that is something that you have to shift into if you want to be more successful at the courtship and dating process. So if any of this sounds like something that you need support in, something that you need help in, something that you're ready to tackle and to do because you are ready to attract a partner in the next 12 months, you know that you are ready for love, you know that you've been trying for a while, and you're like, I am ready to do something different. I'm ready to step into that next version of myself. If that sounds like you, then you are the perfect woman to be a part of the next Captivating Weekend. It is the weekend of July 21st to the 23rd. It is a virtual event, so you do not have to worry about travel. You do not have to worry about anything. All you have to do is just show up and be ready and present to go through all of the things that we're going to break down for you during this 3-day weekend. So each day has a different focus. We're going to talk about embracing your authentic value and creating your captivating life. We're going to help you to create a step-by-step clear action plan, which is going to be your match plan, so you're clear on who are the right partners for you and where to meet them. And then we're also going to spend time on day 3. We're going to talk about getting very clear on what the courtship process is, how to navigate it, and how to actually go about the commitment process. We're going to cover this in 3 days. 3 days. It's going to be a mastermind. It's going to be amazing. We're going to do hot seats. We're going to have just a ball doing it together. And I'm so excited because this is what the women asked for. This is what the women of CCC asked for. They said, hey, we want to do cohort style. We want to go through this together. And I said, okay, come on, let's do it. So put together this 3-day mastermind and you are invited to join. This is a time where enrollment is open for CCC. And the best thing is, not only do you get to launch your journey to love and your journey to finding a spouse with this fast track, with this 3-day fast track, we have also opened up extended payment plans. I hear you. I have heard you. I've had the conversations. You guys have sent in emails and DMs, and I totally understand that you guys need a more extended payment plan in order to be able to commit to this area of your life. And we've opened it up and made it more flexible for you. So we have different payment plans to fit your personal budget. Your job right now is just to book the call. Just apply to CCC. You're going to go to captivatingcourtship.com/coaching and get in your application. It takes literally a minute to fill out the application. You're going to book the call, get on the calendar, and then we're going to do a 60-minute consultation. We're going to meet face-to-face on video, of course, virtually. And we're just going to get clear on what your relationship goals are, where you want to be in the next 12 months, and what exactly is holding you back. Once we get clear on those things, and we can talk about your options for coaching, if CCC see is the right step for you, or if there's another coaching option that's available. But you give yourself the opportunity to get in the door, you pay your deposit, and then you can immediately get access to the CCC program and the curriculum and the student portal and the coaching calls. And then you'll also be in the door for our next Captivating Weekend. That's July 21st through the 23rd. Just mark off your calendars, plan your weekend, get your snacks, and you're going to mastermind with us for 3 days. So I would love for you to be in before doors close for that Captivating Weekend, and we have those enrollment spots filled up. So make sure that you go to the link in the show notes, complete the application, and book your call, book your consultation. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot me a DM or send an email if you have any questions before you complete the application. But I would love for you to be there. I'm so excited about this fast track because we want to get you motivated. We want to get you confident. We want to get the ball rolling on your love life by giving you this 3-day boost, 3-day intensive concentration where we're going to map it all out. We're going to get to the root. We're going to do the work for 3 days, and then you hit the ground running. You're in coaching with us for the next 12 months to carry out every single step of that plan. So I'm so excited. Cannot wait for you to join us for the Captivating Weekend. And I hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Doors are open right now to the Captivating Courtship Code 12-month coaching program. And coaching kicks off with a 3-day Captivating Weekend live event. Dates July 21st through the 23rd. For 3 days, you will mastermind with myself and other like-minded women in a 3-day virtual event where you will discover and embrace your authentic values so you feel more desirable and design your captivating life. You're going to create a customized match game plan with actionable steps to know who is the most aligned and compatible spouse for you and where to meet them. And you're going to get clear and confident on the courtship process so you know exactly how my clients have successfully gone from single to committed in 12 months or less. Then you're going to spend the rest of your time in coaching, taking action, creating connections, and bringing up any questions or doubts that you have so that you no longer have to worry about settling or sabotage getting in your way. The CCC program is perfect for women who want to attract a partner in the next 12 months so you can get married, women who value personal development and growth, and women who want a 6-step proven blueprint that successfully helped our clients go from single to married after years of being single. If that sounds like you, then you would be the perfect woman to join the CCC 12-month program, and you will be the perfect woman to kick off your coaching journey with the live 3-day Captivating Weekend event. In CCC, we coach you until you attract a partner. Yes, either you attract a partner or we coach you until you do. This makes the Captivating Courtship Code the only relationship program that you will ever need. Doors are open right now and they close July 19th. Payment options are available, and all you have to do is get in your application and book your consultation. So apply and claim your seat today. Go to CaptivatingCourtship.com/coaching, and I can't wait to meet you at our next Captivating Weekend.